There was a great rabbi, Chadman Arishoinen, that lived in the late 10th century, early 11th century, whose name was Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla, so much so that Rabbeinu Gershom is known as Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or HaGoyla. The emphasis is, there's a lashon from Rashi, in a tshuva, this is in Shailos HaTshuva, Rashi Siman Ayin, where Rashi was quoting Rabbeinu Gershom, and he gave a one-line hesped on him. Rashi said as follows, Rabbeinu Gershom, quote, Sheheir Enei HaGoyla, he was literally someone that lit up the eyes of the exile. V'kulanu mipiv chayim, v'chol bnei golos ashkenaz, v'kitim talmidei talmidavim. So Rashi said about Rabbeinu Yoino, that he was Heir, Rabbeinu Gershom, that he was Heir Enei HaGoyla, v'kulanu mipiv chayim, we're literally all his Talmidim, every single Yid that's living in Ashkenaz, heisach HaTalmid from Rabbeinu Gershom. So Rabbeinu Gershom was Ma'ir HaGoyla, he was literally Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla in the words of Rashi. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom, in addition to being obviously a great teacher, and he wrote Sfarim, and he wrote Pirush al Hashas, v'chule, he's also very famous for making takonos. And I was thinking that, you know, you look back in Jewish history, there were certain tzaddikim, certain leaders that distinguished themselves and that they felt, l'tzorech hasha, during the time that they were living, that it was very, very important to institute takanas. Just a few that come to mind. Ezra HaSofer. You have all the different takanas of Ezra. Now, Ezra was also a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who, of course, introduced all the Dinei Derabanan. That's a whole different Indian. But Ezra, the person, we're familiar with a lot of the takanas that were made by Ezra HaSofer. We had Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken and Hillel HaZaken. A lot of their takanas were mentioned in Perek HaSheleach, in Perek HaNezaken. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, he made a lot of takanas. Rabbeinu Gershom, as we're about to discuss, is famous for his takanas. Rabbeinu Tam, also underrated, made many, many takanas. So there were certain gedolim throughout the generations that part and parcel of their legacy is the takanas that they made. Very, very high on that list is Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom made many, many takanas b'chayev, but there were two takanas that he made that were marish olamos and specifically redefined Jewish marriage. So Rabbeinu Gershom literally came and he made two asterisks to say the noshim, what we're learning right now, that completely redefined the basic laws of Jewish marriage. The first, which is the most famous of the two, was that a man is not allowed to marry more than one wife. So although midairaisa, a man can have more than one wife, the Avos HaKadoshim all had more than one wife. Although midirabanan, a man can have more than one wife. All the Mishnayos and Masechtos Yevamos that deal with Tsaris and Tsaris at Soif Kalaila. Rabbeinu Gershom said that mipnei ezatam, it's going to be halachically forbidden for a person to marry more than one wife. The second takana that Rabbeinu Gershom made that literally redefined Jewish marriage was that although Mi'ikra Din, throughout Masechtas Gittin, Gerushin is something that can be done Bal Karcha, the man has to have das if he wants to give a get. It's the sugya of get ma'usa, today's daf notwithstanding. But a man has to have das when he gives a get. But a woman doesn't have to have das. A woman could be miskaresh as bal karcha. Rabbeinu Gershom came and he made a takana and he said that it's not okay for a man to divorce his wife bal karcha. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom didn't just make a takana. He didn't just say, you should know that we're putting out a kol kaira and it's not going to be okay for a person to violate polygamy or for a person to divorce his wife bal karcha. He made a cheirim. He didn't just say it. He put an exclamation mark on it. Now, what exactly is a cheirim? So we're not going to go into this right now, but Baruch Hashem, we have the related raid bites, and when we learn Masechtas Yevamos, and we discuss the first of the Cheirim de Rabbeinu Gershom, we did a whole raid bite on this. And it's really based on the Ramban and his Mishpatei HaCheirim, but the punchline of it is that according to many Rishonim, a Cheirim is a Din D'Oraisa. It's an incredible concept that there's a leader of the Jewish people that has the ability to impose a gzera, and that gzera is not going to be like a regular D'Rabbanon, where Safik D'Rabbanon, Lakula, and all the different leniencies that you find by Gzeiros Chazal. No, it has a din literally as if it would be a passing in the Torah. So Rabbeinu Gershom said that a man can't marry more than one wife, or Rabbeinu Gershom said that a man can't divorce his wife Bal Karcha. It literally was as if Moshe Rabbeinu Shechina Medaberes B'Toch Groine was saying the same thing. It has a din of a Dairais. Now, is Does everybody hold this way? This is a whole sugya I am berated by. But the bottom line is the Rabbeinu Gershom made a takana, he gave it the koyach of cherim, two that define the laws of marriage. Now the first, that man's not allowed to marry a second wife, we discussed in detail, three raid bites in Masechtas Yevamos. The second one is the one that's Dover B'itay Matoiv, and that is Rabbeinu Gershom's takana, that a man cannot divorce his wife, Baal Karcha. So just to appreciate what Rabbeinu Gershom was saying, a man really is the one that gets to decide whether he wants to be divorced or not be divorced. Now that's in contrast to marriage. A man can't force a woman to marry her. We're going to start Masechtas Kedushin in a few days. A woman has to have das in order for the Kedushin to be a Kedushin. But Gerushin, divorce, doesn't work that way. As it relates to Gerushin, there the halacha is, it says in the Torah, V'kosav lo sefer krisos, the man has to have das to write the get. V'nosav v'yado, he has to have das, he has to do a mice and a sina. As far as her participation in the get, all she needs to have is a hand. V'nosav v'yado. But as long as he puts it in her hand, whether she wanted it or she didn't want it, even if it happened bal karcho, the halacha is, it's going to be okay. Stating that, Rabbeinu Gershom came and made it takana, that shouldn't be this way. And the reason Rabbeinu Gershom made this takana was because Rabbeinu Gershom observed that people were being mazal and their wives. People were getting married. Then they decide, you know something, they don't want to be married anymore. So, no problem. You give a get. It's not a big deal. You could do it bal karcha. And like this, you're going to be divorced. And he felt that people were being mezalzel in the Bnei Yisrael. So to prevent the zilzel in the Bnei Yisrael, he went ahead and he instituted this takana. Just to quote L'shoyne Azov Shalach Sam Sofer in one of his tshuvas that he talks about this Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. We'll get back to this tshuva later. But this is in Eben Ezer Chelok Aleph at Simen Gimel. So he says, Kihine Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'ira Goylo Tikein Beis Takonis Echad Shloy Legarish Bal Karcha Vihi Syog L'Toyra. Kiven Shirabu Prutzen, Shazilzul Benois Yisrael Agunois. He saw that there were Prutzen, that they were being mezalzel in these kosher, these tsnuois, these Benois Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer says, you know what he saw? Be'erev Hiba, Ubabaiker Ishava. Literally, at night the woman would come, he would get married, Ubabaiker Ishava. And in the morning he already sent her away. And he felt that that was a tremendous zilzel, and to prevent this from happening, he said, you know something, you want to divorce your wife? That's fine, you have a right to do that. But at the same time, she's going to get to decide whether she wants to accept the Gerushin. And if you're going to be Megarish of Al-Karcha, it's a Cherim. You were over literally on this Issa Deiraisa. Now, this Takana of Rabbeinu Gershom, Kamuven, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, both of the Takanas of Rabbeinu Gershom are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The first Cherim of Rabbeinu Gershom that a man can't marry a second wife is brought down in Evin Ezer Simen Aleph. Literally, right in the beginning of Evin Ezer, it's in Sif Yud, and the Shulchan Aruch there, Barichos discusses the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. The second Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man can't divorce his wife, Bal Karcha, that's brought down in Evin Ezer, Simen Kuf Yud Tes, it's in Sif Vav. So the Mechaber says as follows, Yochai Legarsha B'loi Daita, a man can divorce his wife, B'loi Daita, without her das, says the Ramah, V'chol Zamidina. This is all true mi'ikradin. Avol Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim Shaloi Legarish Isha Shaloi Midaita. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherim that a man is not allowed to divorce his wife, Bal Karcha. And then he goes on and gives some exceptions to the rule where maybe it's going to be okay. So the Mechaber says, Yochel Legarisha B'loi Daita. And then the Ramah adds to that, Avol Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim, Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherim Shaloi Legarish Isha Shaloi Midaita. It's interesting that in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, regarding Gerushin Bal Karcha, it's only the Ramah that brings the Cherim to Rabbeinu Gershom. The Mechaber himself doesn't bring it. The Mechaber says, Yochel Garsha B'loi Daita. It's the Ramah that says, V'chol Zemidin. In Simen Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the other Cherim to Rabbeinu Gershom, that you're not allowed to marry a second wife, there the Mechaber does bring it. And the Mechaber says as follows, Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim al Hanoisei al Ishtai. Rabbeinu Gershom made a Cherim, that if somebody's going to marry a second wife, even though he's married, it's going to be a very, very terrible thing. And then the Mechaber says, Avol B'Yavam Aloi Hichrim, V'chein Ba'arusa. He never made his Cherim regarding Yavam, and he also never made his Cherim regarding Arusa. Mechaber continues and says, V'loi poshto takonose b'chalo arotzais. The Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom, you should know, it never spread throughout all the lands. Additionally, V'loi hichrim elat soifa elef hachamishi. When Rabbeinu Gershom made his takona, he didn't make it loylam vod. He wanted it to be in effect up until the end of the elef hachamishi. But beyond the elef hachamishi, they're already, he never intended to make the takona. So, the Bechaber in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, as relates to what we're calling the second Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, doesn't mention the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom at all. It's the Ramah that says it. V'choza midina av Rabbeinu Gershom hichrim. It's being introduced by the Ramah. Yet in Siman Aleph, in Ilchas Beri V'Rivya, when we're discussing the first of the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, and that is the Chayim that a person is not allowed to marry a second wife, that is brought down by the Mechaber. Why? I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But the bottom line is the Mechaber brings it in Siman Aleph. The Mechaber does not bring it in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. But there's a very interesting shaila that the Poskim discuss, meaning the early Poskim discuss, and that's going to be the topic of part one of this Rebbeinu Beis Hashem. Tomorrow we'll discuss a very, very fascinating part two. But as it relates to part one, just really introducing the topic. So the Mechaber brought the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom in Siman Aleph. He brought the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom that a man's not allowed to have two wives. And he added two very important caveats. Number one, v'lei pashta takonasei v'chal ha'aratzes. You should know, Rabbeinu Gershom made this takona, but it never really took root in all the lands. Now, which lands did it take root in, and which lands did it not take root in? So all the Rishonim say, it took root in the lands of Ashkenaz. Rabbeinu Gershom lived most of his life in Germany. So in Germany and France, in that area, that's where it took root. But in all the Arzei Svarad, where the Jews were living, whether it was Spain or Morocco, Bechol Mokim Shehi, in all those different places, over there the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom was Loi Poshto. Over there it never took root. That's the first caveat that the Mechaber said. The second is, V'lei Hechrim Elat Soifo Elof HaChamishi, that there was an expiration date on the Takana. So the Takana was put into place at Soifo Elof HaChamishi, until the end of the 5,000 of the years of Bria Sa'ilam. But beyond that, it wasn't meant to be put into place. As if to say that the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom expired, how many years ago? It's easy math. Today is Tavshin Pei Gimel, 783 years ago, right? Tavshin Pei Gimel means it's 5,783. We're only saying the Tavshin Pei Gimel part. We understand that we're 5,000, we're in the Elef HaShishi right now. We're counting that. But the point is that this would have expired 783 years ago, which if you do back of the envelope arithmetic, it's the year 1240. So it's a very long time ago. So the two caveats that the Mechaber said as it relates to the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. Number one, Lei Pasha Takanasa B'chol HaRotzeis. Number two, Lei Hechrim Ela Atzoifo Elef HaChamishi. So here's the Shaila. The Shaila is, what about the second of the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom's? The Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom that a man can't be Megarish Ishtoi Bal Karchai. Was that also Lei Poshto Takonase B'chol HaRatzleis? And was that also Lei Hechrim Ela Atzoifo Elof HaChamishi or not? There's no Mechaber. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring the Halacha. So obviously, we're not going to know the answer to this question from looking at the Mechaber. So stellt sich die Frage, these two major league caveats that the Mechaber mentions in Siman Aleph, are they true for the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, Shloi Lagarish Bal Karcha, not? Now, to be clear, if you go through the tshuvas, and there are countless tshuvas on the topic of Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom, the fact that the Mechaber said, Loi Posh the Takonasa B'chol HaRotzeis, is a tremendous kula, certainly for people that live in Sfar. And the fact that the Mechaber said, V'lei Hechrim Elo Atzoif Elo V'chamishi, is a massive kula for everybody. Because really what it means is that this Chayim, although it has a din of a deraisa, it's mamish begedda Ezra Soifer and Hil Nazokin, it's mamish like a prusbol, Pesei de Gomer. But at the same time, it expired 783 years ago. So if that's the case, for sure it's going to be kuladik. And it is kula, all the truth is it's kuladik. So the question is, what about the other Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, Shlei Lagarish Bal Karcha? Does that have that koyach d'ateir as well? Or does that not have the koyach d'ateir as well? So the emes is that in the Sefer Get Poshet, which was written by one of the Kadmonim, Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, he clears this shayla. It's in Siman Kuf Yud Tes and Hilchas Gittin, Ein Legarsha V'chulu, he's quoting the Ramah, Tzorich Iyim, in Takona Zud Rabbeinu Gershom, Hoysa Ad Soifa Elef HaHei, Gahida Tikin Shlo Yisa Beis Noshin De Lil Siman Aleph, or not. So the Get Poshet already cleared this shayla, and he blied by a little bit of a suffix, stating that what was a suffix to the Mechaber Sefer Get Poshut was really Poshut, as we'll see, to some of the Groysa Kadmoinim. And again, the Hakdama to this whole Inyan is that it's Rechava Mineyam, literally. Be'echas u'bekamos, there's so much here. But just to walk away with one Dover Mesuyim from the Gedoyle Hadar from yesteryear as it relates to this particular question. And that is, does the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gerashim, Shaloy Lagarish Ishtar Bal Karchai, have some of the Koyach de Hetera based on the caveats that the Mechaber himself mentioned in Eben Ezra Siman Aleph, that it was A, Loi Poshta Takonose B'chol HaRotzais, and B, Loi Hechrim El HaTzoyf El HaChamishi, or maybe for whatever reason this Cherem would have been different. So the first of the two Marim Mekoymas, the two Shitas as relates to the Shaila, is none other than Morona Beis Yosef himself. So the Beis Yosef wrote a long, fascinating truth on this topic. It's kedai to see it inside because there's so much there. There's a lot of sichas chulin shel Habeis Yosef tucked away in that tshuva. It's mamish dvarim neflam adam oif. It's its own, not rate bite, rate bites. There's so much there. But the bottom line is, this is in Shailos Tshuvas Beis Yosef. It's in Dinei Ksubas. It's Shailo Yodalet. So just from going through the tshuva and gleaning a little bit between the lines, it seems that the Beis Yosef and his Bezdin had issued a psak where they were very makel for someone to marry a second wife. And it was based on what the Beis Yosef himself brings in the Mechaber, and that is, that although there's a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, not to marry a second wife, and being that in the times of the Beis Yosef was already after the year 1240, so it already expired, and being that it already expired, so based on that, you don't have to worry about it. And the Beis Yosef, when he brought the source that the Cherem had an expiration date, he brought in the name of the Rashba. He brings it to Marik in a few places, quotes this Rashba, but he brings it from the Rashba. That the Rashba, Rabban Shalkol B'nei Agoyla, a Ma'ir Agoyla in his own right, he was the one that said that Rabbeinu Gershon, when he made this Takana, he only made it at Soif Alef HaChamishi. And it was based on that he went ahead and he was Mekel. So it seems that there was a Yid, and this Yid, I don't know who it was, but was clearly very, very Chashiv. He was Ma'ir on the Psak of the Beis Yosef. And he writes to the Beis Yosef a long tshuva, and he tells the Beis Yosef, I have a whole bunch of problems with your psak. Uberosha, the ikar issue he has is that you're quoting the Rashba, that the Rashba said that the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom expired in the year 1240. I have a problem. You know why? Because there's a tshuva from the Ran. And this tshuva Saran is in Shailos Tshuvas Saran Simen Memches. And over there, the Ran was discussing the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon, and he has a long tshuva. I looked it up, and it's a ganz arichos, it's a whole matzif. And the Ran himself is reckoning zech very, very stark with this Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. So the Shoyl told the Beis Yosef, you know when the Ran lived? The Ran lived in the 14th century. Lemisparam, he was born in the year 1320, and he passed away 60 years later in the year 1380. The Ran is one of the last Rishonim. And the Ran lived in the 14th century, which is already 100 years after the Rashba claimed the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom expired. And from the fact that the Ran is being mefaufel the way he was in the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, it was muchach to this year, who's being ma'ir on the Bisoyis of Psak, that he didn't hold like the Rashba. So he said, Mechatesa, you have a right to go ahead and quote a Rashba. You see, the Ran, who's a Basroi, he clearly didn't hold it as Rashba. And if he didn't hold it as Rashba, so Mechates, you have a right to go ahead and do what you do. And then he told the Beis Yosef that, you know what's appellate to me? You yourself. So this Yid had access to the Svarim of the Beis Yosef. You yourself, in your Beis Yosef, and your Pirish that you wrote on the tour, in Simen Reish Chav Ches, that's in Hilchas Nedarim, I saw you quote this Ran. That Ran is a Hilchas Nedarim de Geran. I saw you quote it. So I know you know the Ran. So Reboy Nedal Makula, he came to him very, very sharp. I mean, he talked to the Beis Yosef sharp. I can't even fathom that. But he's talking sharp to the Beis Yosef, and he tells him, I possibly don't understand how you can issue this psak. You're going with a Rashba. You forgot about the Ran. And you know this Ran. You didn't forget about it because you quoted it in Hilchas Nedarim. It's Simen Reish Chav Ches. So I'll just read the first paragraph. It's Pashat a clinic in understanding Kloli HaPsak. Specifically, we're getting this from the author of the Shulchan Aruch himself. So he says like this, Al Rishoyna Oymar, Ki Mitshuvas Haran, Shoya Acher Elof HaChamishi, Ein Raya Lister, Mashakosav HaRajba, Sheshoma Shaloi Gozer Rabbeinu Gershom, Ela Atsoif Elof HaChamishi. You're Grois HaTayna, that I'm saying that the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom expired, and you're telling me, the Ran clearly didn't hold that way. Says the Beis Yosef, Pshad in the Ran is, Shevadai Loi Ro Tshuvas HaRajba Zal HaNiskar. It's posh that the Ran never saw the Rashba. The Gam Loi Shama, Masha Shama HaRajba. And he never heard whatever it was that the Rashba heard. Meaning, he didn't see the Rashba. And whatever it was that the Rashba had heard that caused him to write what he wrote, he didn't hear. And says the Beis Yosef, Loi Shamati Ein Araya. She'ein oimrim l'misha le'ra es ha'chadosh yavoy v'yayid elo l'mi she'ra. Meaning, not knowing something is in and of itself not a right. Ve'ein suffix, says the Beis Yosef, she'ilu ha'ran ha'yuroi ha'chuvas ha'rashbazah. She'kosef ha'locha l'maisa l'smechal she'shama ha'yosoy mechal shmu asoy. It's poshut to me, had the Ran known this Rashba, he wouldn't have written what he wrote. K'moish asa marik, because you find the marik did the same thing. Umarik, the Marik himself, afal pisha hayuroi yechuvas haran, the Marik lived after the Ran, lo yehoye maniach milichtev chuvas harashba, and the reason is mitaman isker, because he understood what I understood, that if the Rashba brings something and the Ran just doesn't bring it, then you have to be soimich on the Rashba, because you have to assume that the Ran just didn't know the Rashba, and that's why he didn't bring it. Umizet shuva gam lamasha amar lama esmoichania macha kos of harashbo vishamanu the onyach sforus haram betshuva he she ain't a machloikus besforus. There's no machloikus going on over here. Elamar shamar umar loy shamar the ilu have a shamar have a makabel. Had the Ran heard it, he would have been makabel as well. Then he tells him that, you know, you mentioned that I knew this Ran. So I already told you I knew this Ran, I just wasn't impressed. But you're asking why I quoted the Ran. He said, no, that's not a kasha. He said, where did I quote the Ran? It's mamish kishmak. Beis Yosef says, I quoted it in Hilchas Nedarim. He said, did I quote it in Eben Ezer? So you saw my pirish, it seems like. You saw my pirish in Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph? Did I quote the Ran there when I discussed Hilchas Pirif Yerivi, where I talk about the Chem Dermed Agashim? No, I didn't mention it there. Why not? He said, because I knew that that chelik of the Ran is not oiskehalten, because it's upgefragt from the Rashba. I was quoting a part of that Ran that's Negei Hilchas Nedarim that's not upgefragt. Meaning, I saw this Chuvas Ran and I understood part of it is upgefragt and part of it is not. The Evin Ezer Chelik was upgefragt. The Yeridei Hilchas Nedarim Chelik was not upgefragt. And he said, that's Pashim Shad. That's why I did what I did. In Evin Ezer, where I could have quoted the Ran for the Evin Ezer Shabbai, I didn't quote the Ran because I held that the Ran's not Emes, because the only reason he wrote what he wrote is because he didn't know the Rashba. But in Hilchas Nedarim, where over there's no pickbook on what the Ran said, fakir, I quoted it l'chatchila because the Ran is the Ran. And obviously, if there's a very important Shuvas Ran on this topic, what's the Shaila? Avada, this is something that we have no choice. This is something that we have to quote. Lamaisa, in the course of this Shuva, so the Beis Yosef says that even though the Emes is like the Rashba, that the Cherem Derbein Gershom was only at Soif Elav HaChamishi. But he says, I know that in Ashkenaz, the minig is that they still keep the Cherem. And he says, the reason they keep in the Cherem is because all the Rabbani Ashkenaz were never megala to the Olam that Rabbein Gershom's Takana was only at Soif Elav HaChamishi. They didn't want to reveal the secret. But the emes is, it's all betoyous what they're doing. Now, there's a minig, so you have to handle minig in Halacha. But the bottom line is, you want to know mitzad the Iker Inyan? That not. He repeats this point many times throughout the Tshuva. Just one excerpt. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, how you mastirim soid zeh. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, they were keeping this a secret. Shrabbeinu Gershom legazer elo atsoifa elo vachamishi. Elo, shabo harajbo, vahamarik vigilu soidam. They were megala the soid. Obe vahashto sheneskalo hasoid. Do haidno leke chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. Mishnehu chutz meyartzeis Ashkenaz. Veyirtzolinik het the bedover emoichim beyodai. And he goes on, he says, that's why there's a koich tetera. But he says, this was a secret. Even the Ran didn't know about it. But he says this was all one big side, and because this was all one big side, therefore nobody heard about this. Some of this tshuva that we're not going to talk about, it seems that this Yid wrote back to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, to the Beis Yosef, and he came back very, very stark. Ad kedei kach, it sounds like he was mevazeh him. And he was mevazeh svarim. He came after him very, very strongly because of this psak. So obviously there's a lot more going on here. So the Beis Yosef at the end, he writes him as follows. U'le'inye mashenoga b'chvoydi. Says, you know, this day you were pegeya my covet. So he says, chonani Hashem mida. The Eibishte benched me with a mida. She'eni makbid l'chvoydi. That's what he writes. So the Eibishte gave me a bracha. Chonani Hashem mida she'eni makbid l'chvoydi. He says, I have no covet when it comes to my own inyan. Ach, covet ha'toyre eni rashoi. He says, but covet ha'toyre ha'poshet have no rishos. He said, not just that. Listen to this, it's very, very sharp. Ma gam b'bochrim hanidbrim. He says, I heard that there's a lot of bochrim that are tumbling about this. I'm right, he's right, this one's right, my bezin, that bezin. Right, everybody got involved in this whole inyan. Ki zeh oimer b'koi, v'zeh oimer b'koi. So the Beis Yosef writes, with an edelkeit, yochushu la'atzman. He said, they should be very careful. V'yaskiru maisa. They should remember a Gemara, a story that's told in Mesechtes Menachos Dach Samach Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara over there tells a story that Reb Tarfon said halacha, and there was a Yid whose name was Yehuda ben Nechemya, and he asked a kasha Reb Tarfon, and he felt good. Hey, imagine you ask a kasha, you frag up the Gadol Hador, so a smile is going to creep out, just push it by your dimples, by the side of your lips. It's inevitable that something like that's going to happen. And Rabbi Akiva was there. And Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Tzavu panecha, shnehi shafta es hazokein, temaniim tarich yomim. So it'd be a chiddush to me if you have a richas yomim. V'kein osoloi, k'di'isa b'menaches. So he writes, says the Beis Yosef, yiratzen shloye ein chua yodoi. So I say a tefillah that because of this mice, and because of my psak, nobody should be punished. V'heim yitnu alibam loshim b'tshuva, and all the people that are tumbling about this, they should do tshuva, yikablu arabim es tshuvasam, and everyone should be mekabel their tshuva. Then he says, u'me'inyim ha'shenoga b'chvoit sifri. He says, I heard that this person, he was pagan in the covenant of my sefer, loy echosh. Says, I don't care. Because as it relates to my Sefer, he, whoever this person is, won't have the ability to cause any shame to my Sefer. And he also doesn't have the ability to make my Sefer a Choshev a Sefer. There's no person, what? He was Mezalzel my Sefer, therefore what? My Sefer is going to be Mezalzel. There's incredible Sichas Chulim from the Beis Yosef. I'm being Makatzer. But the bottom line is that the Beis Yosef wrote this Tshuva based on the Rashba with his tremendous Koich Dater. Now, Toich Dvorov, in 10 pages here from the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef entertained the Tzad that maybe, and it's Negeya Hishmuz Ayin Sham, this that the Rajba heard a rumor that we nespashta hatakana to all the lands, and more importantly, Benegeya the Shuva, that it only went until the Soifela Fachamishi, maybe that was only true as it relates to the Cherim of not marrying the second wife. But as it relates to the other Cherim, the Cherim not to be Megarish Bal Karcha, maybe there it's not true. So he says, it could be it's possible. It could be. Ella, I don't think it's true. Da'af be'inich takonois, lo'yhoyu ella atzoifa elef ha'chamishi. That the other takonois, and specifically this takona, of not being megarish balkarcha, said the Beis Yosef, tucked away in this beautiful tshuva, that I believe that that tshuva was also ella atzoifa elef ha'chamishi, and if that's the case, we have this Rashba, and we have this Koyach Da'atera, not only with regards to the Cherim of not marrying a second wife, but with regards to the other Cherim as well. In other words, the Get Poshet, Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, Chad Min HaKadmoinim, he cleared a Shaila. What was the Shaila? That the Mechaber, in Siman Aleph, when he brings the Cherim, that person's not married two wives. So he says that this Takana was only Atzoif El V'chamishi, also was Lein Espashto L'chol Arotzes, and that gives it a tremendous Koyach Da'atera. And now we know the rest of the story. The Beis Yosef, who was so adamant and passionate about this, and his tshuva and Siman Yudalit, and it comes from the Rajba, and even though the Ran said not that way, but Loisha Mati Ein Araya, and as a result, this is the psak that he had. What about in Siman Kuf Yotes? The Mechaber didn't even bring the Cherim. So we don't know if it had that caveat. Oh, but the Beis Yosef, who's the Mechaber, was Megaladaita himself. He wrote it in a tshuva. In that tshuva, in Siman Yudalit, Beis Yosef, he had a tzad, he had as a havamina, but it was a fleeting havamina. And he writes beforeish that all the coolest that you have regarding the Cherim Der Menegeshen, not to marry a second wife, is also going to be true regarding the Cherim Der Menegeshen, that a person is not allowed to be Megarish, his wife, Bal Karcha, stating that. Although it's a Mefurish Tshuva and Shailas Tshuva Beis Yosef, but in the Torah of the Noida B'Yehuda, and in the Torah from the Chasam Sofer, it's not that way. In fact, the Noida B'Yehuda says Mefurish and Kama V'Kama Tshuvas. And the Beis Yosef, and the Chasam Sofer goes in the Derech Noida B'Yehuda, quotes the Noida B'Yehuda. Many, many places in his Tshuvas, he says that the Mechaber and the Rishonim were Megalatos, that the Cherim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, of not marrying a second wife, has kulas. It was like Nespash to Bechol HaRotzois, and it was only Atzoif Elof HaKhamishi. But as it relates to the other Cherim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, for that already, there's no such evidence. For that already, we're not aware of anything. And as a result, said the Noi de Yehuda, Ubedarkoi, Hachsam Soifer, the halach is going to be that Cherim der Benu Gershom is going to be more stringent, it's going to be more chomer, and you're not going to have these coolers. Now, the Noi de Yehuda, in two places, he says that my Makar was one Maramakim. In one place, he says that I don't remember exactly what the Maramakim is. In another place, he says that I'm away now. Keisani bekfar. I'm in the berg. The ain't sefer biyadi. He says, I don't have svarim with me. Then ain't zechroini koisef. And if my memory is not playing games with me, medum ani shor isikem b'tshuvas haran. I think the makar is what? I think the makar is a... It's a ran. It's a tshuvas haran. Demis says the makar is a tshuvas haran. But it's not the ran that the Bisyosef was handling in that tshuva. It's a different ran. It's in Simin Lamed Ches. I'll just read you one excerpt. It's the excerpt that the Neid of Yehuda was focusing on. It's also a long tshuva. Says the ran, V'zeh l'shoinoi, Sha'anu muchzokin, Sh'yesh cherem ha'kihilois bedavar, Oy, takonas Rabbeinu Gershom Zal, V'dovar zeh, Poshat Yisuroi b'chol Yisro. This spread everywhere. Shaleroinu v'leishamanu, Isha miskareshes balkarcha. Says, I never heard of an Isha being miskareshes balkarcha, which means that it was nispashet b'chol ha'rotzes. So, Freik, the Noid b'Yehuda, and this is what he means. The Ran said, the Ran lived in Sfard. So he said that I see in Spain and in the areas that I live, that you'll never find a man that's going to divorce his wife balkarcha. Must be that even though Rabbeinu Gershom lived in Germany, but really it was nispashet b'chol ha'rotzes. So Noid b'Yehuda said, I understand. I thought all the Rishonim and the Beis Yosef already quoted it in Evin HaEzer and the Mechaber. I thought all the Rishonim say mefurish that what? That it was lo nispashet b'chol ha'rotzes. So he says, must be that there's a chilek. Must be there's a fundamental difference between the two charamas. And the cherem not to marry two wives, that was lo nispashet b'chol ha'rotzes. But the cherem, sholei l'gar shishtei b'alkorcha, that was yeh nispashet b'chol ha'rotzes. And if you're going to find this difference as it relates to nispash to b'chol ha'rotzos, so now tein lo chacham v'yech gamayt. Let's apply this further. That means all the coolest that we have, maybe were only that regarding that cherem, but not with regards to the other cherem. And if that's the case, said the Noid of Yehuda, a gevaldig chiddush, that all the coolest that you find, you only find with regards to the cherem not to marry a second wife, not with regards to the cherem not to be megarish ishtoi bal karcha. Now the emesis, the Noid of Yehuda said it, and the Chasam Sofer brings it, but it's kenegad mefurish b'Es Yosef. It's literally kenegad b'Es Yosef. Now, did the Noid of Yehuda have Shailos Hetshuvos b'Es Yosef? It's very possible not. I don't know the history of Shailos Hetshuvos b'Es Yosef, but this is not the b'Es Yosef spirit on the Torah. It's not the Mechaber. It's tucked away in the middle of a tshuva in Shailos Hetshuvos b'Es Yosef. Mechaber didn't quote the tshuvos b'Es Yosef. As far as I know, the Chasam Sofer didn't either quote it. So I'm not sure. But the bottom line is that really what emerges from all this is that there seems to be a very, very fundamental machloikis with regards to understanding this other cherem, the cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom not to be megarish in isha bal karcha. The Beis Yosef says mefurish in a tshuva that all the coolest that you find that the Mechaber himself quoted in Siman Aleph with regards to Tzoyf Aleph HaChamishi and Loi Nespashto, it's true for the other cherem as well, not to be megarish in isha bal karcha. Whereas the Rebbe Yehuda said mefurish not that way, based ironically on a tshuva saran, and the Chasam Sofer goes kedarkoi and they said that no, that the cherem der Rabbeinu Gershom shloi legarish bal karcha, that's more chomer. The one not to marry two wives, that's going to be more cool. The question is why? Why would it be that way? Why would the Cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom, in the world of the Noid B'Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer, not to be Megarish and Isha Bal Karcha, be the more Chomer of the two Cherems? So it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer in Evin HaEzer, Simen Aleph, this is literally the first Tshuva in Evin HaEzer. So the Chasam Sofer says the following. He says, V'lulei de mistafino l'chadesh dovash l'yeskiru ha'ko'idim ha'kadmoyim. Were I not afraid to say a Chiddush that no one ever said? Have Amino, I would have thought, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbeinu Gershom, keep on saying Rabbi Gamliel, Harei Tikin Beis Takonis. He was Mesakein two Takonis. Echot Shloi Lagarish Bal Korcho. Vehi Ikris, that's the Ikr one. Veniskabla B'chol Mokim, and that's the one that was Niskabla everywhere. Kemoi Shemefurish B'chuvas Haran Simen Lamed Ches. That's that Ram that the Noid B'Yehuda quotes. The Iduch, and the second one was Shloi Lisa Beis Nashim, not to marry two wives. V'oi Soloi Nispashta Kolkach. And that one really didn't take on so much. And the reason for that one is the Eino Yalem Mishum Ketata. It's that you shouldn't fight. Udloi Matzal Lamekim B'Sifukayu. V'kilu Tvei Kamosh Mefurish B'Darkei Mosh. V'nirali says the Chasam Sofer Dashniya Talia B'Rishayna. This is the Lulei the Mistafino part. That the second Takana was really taller than the first. Acha Shagaza Shalei Lagarish Bal Karcha. After Rabbeinu Gershom made a Takana that you can't be Magarish Bal Karcha. Ulefamim. So what's going to happen if a person finds himself in a situation where he wants to give his wife a get? She doesn't want to accept it, but he wants it and she doesn't. And they're fighting about it. She gets to choose, meaning she has a vote. They have to work it out. They have to negotiate something. Someone's going to have to maybe intervene to figure out a way to make this happen. In the meantime, he's living with a nachash V'kfifa achas. You know what Rabbeinu Geshem saw? You know what people were doing in those situations? Al yedezeh yisayisha l'shtai. He said, no problem. You know what? It's fine. No problem. You don't want to take the get? Don't take the get. We're living in separate houses. I'm going to get married anyways. And you know what happened? V'yisrabu k'tatayis v'bati Yisrael. That just caused so much more machloikis. V'anius machsiris ala psochen v'lay matzil l'mekem v'sifukaya. Because in the meantime, now he had multiple wives, etc., etc. Nimtza takonosei shalei l'garish balkarcho kilkolehi. The takona not to be megarish bal karcha, it ended up feeding this new inyan where suddenly people who would have never married a second wife were marrying second wives. Al kain, it's for that reason chazav etikein shaloi lisa beis nashim. That's the reason he had to go ahead and he had to make the second takona. So Rabbeinu Geshem never felt that he had to make the second takona. Maybe it wasn't so prevalent. We've spoken at a rabbi from Reuven Margolis that it was very loy shchiach for people to marry two wives. So could be it wasn't so prevalent. But once he made the takana shalei legarish bal karcha, then all of a sudden it became prevalent. Because every situation where a woman didn't want to take a get, his next move was, no problem, I'll marry a second wife. And that was something that was mutter. And it was marbe machloikis b'Yisrael. It brought ketat to b'Yisrael. All the issues that are the reasons that were given by the Rishonim for why Rabbeinu Geshem made his takana certainly went ahead and played itself out. Abba says the Chasam Sofer, Avol, Ihavi, Motzi Megarish Bal Karcha. If it was okay for a person to divorce Bal Karcha, like Havi Gazer would have never made this Gzeira. Now again, we're already at the end of the Masechta, we have no time anymore, but the Chasam Sofer, based on this Luli, the Mestafina, says a Chodesh Godel V'Nifla V'Naira Adla Ma'ay. But I ain't Shom. But the bottom line is, it said the Chasam Sofer, that I believe that really the two takonas were not on the same level. The Iker takona that Rabbeinu Gershom was coming to make was the takona not to divorce your wife, Bal Karcha. As a result of that, he felt that he had to back it up. And the way he backed up that takana was by making a second takana, a second cherem, and that is they now let him marry another wife. In other words, in the world of the Noi de Behuda, and in the world of the Chasam Sofer, that other takana was really the Iker takana. It's not just Mohammed. It was the Iker takana. The second takana was just coming to enforce it and to be mechazik it and to address an issue that was a byproduct of that original takana. In the Beis Yosef, there's no remes to this. The Beis Yosef says before Rosh Hashanah Teshuva that all the kulas you have by one, you have by the other. In fact, I don't think it would be unreasonable to argue that the Beis Yosef didn't even bring the takana shloi legarish ishta bal karcha, which we spoke at the beginning of the raid bite as a pella. But at the same time, he brought the Rabbeinu Gershom hichrim al anoise al ishtar, but he never brought the other one. He says mefurish and kuf yotes vav yochel legarish shloi daiti. He doesn't even mention asado asar Rabbeinu Gershom. Which is counterintuitive, because the Beis Yosef Iker is writing for who? He's writing for the Chachmei Svar. Right, what was the Ramah's Pirish on the Beis Yosef? Right, so there's different legends about the Ramah, he wrote a proper, whatever. But, Halacha L'maaseh, when you open up a Shulchan Aruch, what do you see? You see the Mechaber, who, that's Shulchan Aruch, right? That is the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah felt that a lot of the Halachas that the Beis Yosef paskined in his Mechaber was based on the Minhagim of Sfarad. And a Yid has to follow his Minig. Minig Yisrael Torah. It's a very, very real thing. You can't just be Mishana Yir Minig. Right, we spoke about that not long ago with the Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ashkenaz, and that whole pulmus. But the bottom line is, that's so posh to go ahead and change your Minig. So the Ramah said that this Beis Yosef, this Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch that was written, is a safer sasam for anyone whose family has been living in Germany for the last 500 years. What are they going to do with the Sefer? There's so many halachas, that's not for them. See, he wrote Haaretz. He wrote comments that he said, oh, if you come from France, this is what you're supposed to do. Based on all the G'dayli HaPoiskim that were in Ashkenaz, Rashi and the Bali Tosfos v'chulu. But the bottom line is, that was the whole yesod of what the Ramah was. Right? That is the Ramah. So yet, the Cherim that the Noi de Behuda and the Chasam Sofer Tainig was loynes pashet into the Anshei Sfarad, that cherem of not marrying two wives, that the Mechaber himself says, like Pachat HaKadosh B'chol HaRatz says, that the Beis Yosef brought. But the cherem not to be Megarish Bal Karcha, which in the Noi de Behuda and the Chasam Sofer's world never made it, Fakaret, was this pashet in Sfarad? Like the Ran says before, in Simel Amad Ches, that one the Beis Yosef machzach completely nishvissendig from. It's mamish apella. It's Davke the Ramah who had to make that comment. So again, there's a lot here, but the bottom line is this is the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Just to end, and we spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Yevamos, but I think it's definitely kedai to say it again. Befrat, in mamish jumps off the page when you learn this Lulei de Mistafina Amina from the Heilige Chasam Sofer, and that is it's Yodua that the Ostrost Rebbe said that Rabbeinu Gershom was called Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'ir HaGoyla. And why was he Zoicha to be called Ma'ir HaGoyla? So he said that the reason is because Rabbeinu Gershom made two takanas. He made a takana that a man's not allowed to divorce his wife Bal Karcha. And he made another takana that a man is not allowed to take a second wife. And he said that is a takana, or those are takanas that literally light us up in the galus. He says, why? He says, because when the Yidden sin, and when the Yidden do Averis, so what is the inclination of the Ebishta? It's to be Megarish Klai Yisrael. Ayin Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. Machzik Grushasai, all those sugyas. And that's always what the inclination is. So Rabbeinu Gershom went ahead, and Rabbeinu Gershom said, I'm afraid that in the course of the galus, he saw this 1,000 years ago. He says, how do I know there's not going to be a time that the Ebishta is not going to decide, I want to be Megarish Klai Yisrael? So he got up and he made a takana. The takana was that a man is not allowed to divorce his wife Bal Karcha. And if he was kaveh, that that's the din, that's the mitzvah in this world, that a man can't divorce his wife Bal Karcha, then in Shamayim we have to be machriya with that as well. That's the ktois and the hakdama, right? Emes me eretz titzmach. Emes comes from the ground. And as a result, as a yidos, I have no choice. So Mimel, the Ebishter says, can't divorce Klai Sobal Karcha. But then he realized, and with the Chasam Sofer, it's so beautiful, that I don't know if that's enough. Because you know what's going to happen if a man can't divorce his wife Bal Karcha? What's he going to do? He's going to end up taking a second wife, Mamash Chasam Sofer. And how do I know that the Ebishter is not going to take another Ummah? So he went ahead and he made another takana. He made a takana. Number one, you can't divorce your wife. And number two, you can't take another wife either. It is what it is. You're going to have to figure out Ebishter how to live with Klai Yisrael. And by doing that, he mamish saved the Jewish people. And Aschaf Serebbe, Schusi Yogan Aleinu, said that's why Rabbeinu Gershom was known as Ma'ir HaGoyla, because his two takonis is literally what's kept us going for the last 1,000 years. And we have this haftacha that it doesn't matter how low we fall, at the end of the day, we know that Ebishter, number one, can't ever throw us away. And not just that, the Ebishter can't bring a tzar in. The Ebishter can't even bring another Ummah in. This is part one. The Ez Hashem tomorrow, part two.